On the same day, the commemoration of the holy martyrs Eusebius and Priscus, the confessors. Saint Eusebius was a secret Christian who lived in Phoenicia. When the pagan Greeks raised up a great persecution against the Christians, seizing them wherever they could and torturing them by various means, many of the faithful fled from the hands of the heathen and hid in secret places. Then Eusebius considered Christ's words, "Whosoever shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father who is in heaven." Matthew 10. Filled with divine zeal, he arose and went before the prince of that city, asking, "Why do you make war against God, insanely persecuting the flock of Christ?" The prince glared at him and demanded, "Who are you?" The saint answered, "I am a servant of Christ, your enemy." The prince was angered and said, "Where did you come from, you impotent wretch? Have you come before me, a prince, to show disrespect?" Eusebius replied, "Zeal for my Lord Jesus Christ has moved me to reprove you for your blindness, for you mindlessly worship the demons rather than God." The prince then ordered that Eusebius be stripped and suspended, and that his body be scraped. Long was he raked with sharp iron claws, so that his bones were laid bare. After this, vinegar and salt were poured and rubbed into his wounds. All these things Christ's confessor bore as though he suffered in another's body, and he rejoiced in his sufferings, filling up in his flesh that which is lacking in the afflictions for Christ for his body's sake. Colossians 1. After he had endured these tortures, his tormentors said, "Sacrifice to the gods, and you will live. If you do not offer sacrifice, we will utterly destroy you." The saint answered, "Even if you kill me, my Christ will not forsake me. I wish to endure to the end for him, for he that endures to the end shall be saved." Matthew 10. Seeing that the martyr was unyielding, the torturers cut off his head with a sword. Thus he ascended into the heavens, receiving a crown of blessing from the hand of the Lord. Saint Priscus confessed the name of Christ in Phrygia, and brought many of the Greeks unto Christ. In like manner he was seized by the impious and suspended, and deep wounds were scraped into his sides with iron claws, so that his flesh came to resemble furrows plowed into the earth. Thus was his martyric blood poured forth for the growth and increase of Christ's church. Certain impious bystanders, who were watching the cruel raking of the saint and the spilling of his martyric blood, were driven like beasts into a fury, and unsheathing their swords, they stabbed the saint. After stabbing him repeatedly throughout his body, they finally beheaded him. Thus did the good confessor suffer for his witness to Jesus Christ. Now Christ confesses him before his Father who is in heaven, to whom be glory unto the ages of ages. Amen. On this same day, we commemorate the holy hieromartyr Isaacius, bishop of Cyprus, and the holy bishop Meletius.